Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 6 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. A clear and crisp morning greets Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with sunlit skies promising a pleasant day ahead. Haifa and Eilat also enjoy mild conditions, perfect for any outdoor activities planned. Here are today's headlines. First, amid truce, Hezbollah attacks IDF in South Lebanon. Troops kill 6 gunmen in Bint Jael. This is from Times of Israel, reported 8 hours ago. Also, a new regional initiative emerges, American-Arab effort for a non-aggression agreement in Lebanon. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, this was reported 8 hours ago. Also this hour, IDF strikes in Lebanon after Hezbollah ceasefire violation. JNS reported this 17 hours ago. Separately, Israel prepares for talks and their potential collapse. N12 reported this 7 hours ago. And finally, Netanyahu reveals prostate cancer treatment, saying he hid his diagnosis during the Iran war. JTA brought us this news 10 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jonathan Shanzer, a Middle East expert, posted just minutes ago that America's ambassador to Turkey is undermining American interests in the Middle East. Yas Ansari, a U.S. representative, also posted 30 minutes ago, expressing concern about allegations against Rep. Corey Mills and welcomes an ethics committee investigation. From X, the latest. Middle East underscore 24 shared a post 47 minutes ago about a Lebanese TV guest who expressed support for establishing an Israeli embassy in Beirut, signaling a shift in sentiment. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel report, amid a fragile truce, Hezbollah launched an attack on IDF forces in South Lebanon. The IDF responded, killing 6 gunmen in Bint Jael and targeting buildings used for recent rocket barrages. This escalation comes shortly after an announced ceasefire extension, raising concerns about further regional instability. Turning to the American-Arab initiative for a non-aggression agreement in Lebanon, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Egypt's foreign minister engaged in talks with Nabi Berri. The proposal aims to ease tensions with calls for Israel to withdraw and cease violations. This reflects ongoing diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region. Meanwhile, JNS highlighted IDF strikes in Lebanon following a Hezbollah ceasefire breach. The strikes occurred as Trump extended a pause in hostilities, underscoring the precarious nature of the current truce. The situation emphasizes the delicate balance between military actions and diplomatic negotiations. Separately, N12 notes Israel's preparation for potential talks amid the arrival of a third aircraft carrier in the region. This move aims to bolster forces as officials Kushner and Witakoff head to Pakistan for discussions. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional dynamics and future diplomatic efforts. Lastly, JTA reports on Netanyahu's disclosure of his prostate cancer treatment. He delayed revealing his diagnosis to prevent Iran from exploiting the information for propaganda. This transparency might affect public perception and political narratives in Israel. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel's AIR is pioneering consumer aviation with innovative software and infrastructure developments. This positions the company as a leader in the evolving aviation industry. Separately, Globes reveals that activist investors are attempting to overhaul Radcom's board. This effort includes collaboration with the late founder's children, highlighting ongoing corporate governance challenges. And finally, Ynet Business explores the values driving Israeli business success. As leaders reflect on Independence Day, they emphasize the distinct traits that continue to fuel economic growth in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.